Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor for grades 4 through 8, and here with our vice principal, Tammy Cuckoo.
We're back.
We're back. One whole week of school done and dusted.
A whole week done and happy to report. Mm-hmm. All children are still standing.
Yes.
Most are still smiling.
Yes.
And eating.
Yes.
And laughing.
And laughing.
It's really great.
I've loved, so many students have shared with me that they were so excited to come back, like counting down the days to be here. And I think that's so special.
I think the moment that blessed my heart mm-hmm. the most was mm-hmm. I was talking to a new student. Mm-hmm. She walks into the caf and she says, Mrs. Cuckoo. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
There's real food in here. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it's like they cooked everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes.
A lot of love goes into that cafe.
A lot of love. So if your child hasn't visited the cafe,
yeah,
pick a day, mm-hmm. figure out, you know, an item, a dollar amount, mm-hmm. and let them explore. We have some good options in there.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. Community updates. Tell us what's going on in the life of Oaks Christian in the next week or so.
All right. Things are starting to get moving. In the next couple of days, you definitely want to purchase a spirit shirt. Those spirit shirts will be able to be worn on Fridays. Your child has mm-hmm. received those announcements and advisory. We've also put that on the WhatsApp. Spirit shirts are $20. The hard part about the spirit shirt is it is only a digital payment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tough. We're trying to figure that out, but your child can make purchases before school and after school if they're concerned about what does the logo look like. I sent those on the WhatsApp. They're going to be on the parent page, so check those out. Another thing we've got coming on is September 1st is Labor Day.
Woohoo, long weekend.
And for all of us laborers, mm-hmm. we're off. Mm-hmm. We're off. So your student will be off. Have a good time. I mean, every day I feel like I'm on vacation because I work at Oaks Christian. You know, there's even a song. Like,
there is a song. Where are we going to sing? I didn't know.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day because I love my occupation.
Wow.
I know.
That was too good.
I mean, it just popped in my head. It was pretty nice. And at chapel this Thursday, which will be tomorrow, mm-hmm. we are going to dive into the book of John. We're going to start in verse 1. John is one of the gospels, and we're going to learn about how the word of God became flesh, mm-hmm. our Savior Jesus Christ, how it became flesh. It's going to be awesome. Ask your middle schooler about the things that they're learning there. And we just came off of our parent coffee, so we're jumping into a new series. You want to tell us about it?
Yes, yet? I'm really excited about this new series. We are going to start a new series called Middle School Norms, where we are going to focus on behavioral norms, emotional norms, and spiritual norms. The reason behind this is as you're starting a new school year, a very common question that may come to mind is my child on track? Or even, is this normal? You're seeing new things. You're wondering if it's normal. And we're here to calm some of those nerves, give you some information that you can rely on. And before we jump into behavior this week, I just want to remind all of you that development is not linear. Every child is walking their own unique individual journey. In certain areas, children are going to be advanced. In other areas, they're going to experience challenge. But we want you to have eyes on your child. Yes, there are norms that happen in adolescence, and we are going to cover those, but we want to make sure we hold at the same time your child's unique pathway.
Definitely.
So we are going to jump into some of these behavioral norms. We have our behavior expert, Tammy, with us, and she has so much gold to share. So my first question for you is, what are some of the key behavioral norms that you notice showing up in the 6th to 8th grade timeframe?
Okay, but before we get into that.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into that, we're starting with behavior. Uh-huh. And behaviors are usually just a symptom of the heart. Ooh. So they're expressed through your hands, through mm-hmm. your mouth, mm-hmm. and what you do, mm-hmm. right? So I just encourage you, as you're monitoring the changes in behaviors and things that your student is doing, remember that really you as parents and us as people working with your student at school, we're working to shape hearts
yeah.
that produce behaviors
yeah.
that are ones that are edifying to God
mm-hmm.
and also that are ones that align with our value system here at school and foster community and connection in our culture.
I love that.
So the key things that we're going to talk about today is mm-hmm. there's testing boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you start to see that at young ages. We talked a lot about in our parent coffee, kids asking, well, why? And you know, when kids are really small, they ask why with curiosity. Mm-hmm. And when kids get older, they ask why, like, why would you ever in your life ask me to do that?
That's so true. It changes.
And there's a difference. Uh-huh. And then they go from the why ever in your life would you ask me to do that to I'm going to push this marble over the line and mm-hmm. look at you mm-hmm. and see what mm-hmm. happens. Because they want to see where the lines are. And I think that's normal human behavior.
Cause and effect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What will happen and can I deal with what happens?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then they're seeking autonomy because, you know, all their limbs work now. They can dress themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They can walk some different places. They're gaining more cognitive ability,
mm-hmm.
More than they even believe. I mean, we believe is true. They believe is really great, but we know scientifically that there's lots to go.
Yes.
And then their peers' voices are loud.
Yeah.
And they let you know that their peers' voices are loud and they're important.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
pretty much what we're seeing in grades 6 through 8.
Those are so instrumental to your child's day-to-day and your relationship with them. So the next question really is, when we look at those behavioral norms, what are we doing here at school? What could we encourage parents in when it comes to helping with those boundaries and fostering that independence?
Totally. So when it comes to pushing and testing, mm-hmm. what's really important is that as the adults in the room,
yeah.
we have to hold our emotions in check because, mm-hmm. you know, the student, your child, they're doing different things and they're evoking feelings in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to make sure that you always are consistent with clear expectations for your child in every situation
mm-hmm.
because they kind of want to know outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know that every time I come to mom and dad, like they're pretty consistent and I know that I'm going to clearly know what's expected of me. Here's an example. We have a uniform here at school.
Mm.
We lay out guidelines. We have posters. We sent emails because we wanted to make it clear because we consistently are going to enforce that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it became really clear because our students are doing a great job with it.
Mm-hmm. I know this might sound surprising, but I have frequent conversations where when we get to the root of what's going on, a child is feeling out of control because of a lack of boundary.
Totally.
Right? So I have found the most loving thing we can do as caretakers and parents is provide clear boundaries.
They almost want you to do it because mm-hmm. they're like, I don't have the ability to do it yet.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. What about seeking autonomy? What does it look like to help parents foster independence?
I think with seeking autonomy, of course, your child wants it and you probably want to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to explain to them that your trust levels are based on their actions and your ability to let go in different spaces depends on their consistency to meet your clear expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Then the boundary line can get pushed out further.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. the more consistent they are, which you're going to be consistent as well, the more you create clear expectations, they know what to do.
Yeah.
And then when they ask for the goalpost to be moved, you move it, but you're also going to set another clear expectation and boundary at a mm-hmm. new space. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important. And then give them opportunities to learn to earn freedoms.
Yeah.
Over time, like, you have any examples of those to say?
Yeah, I love that idea that you want them to take risks. You want to give them freedom. So over time, when you give them little freedoms, how do they handle them? Are they able to be consistent with the freedom that you've given them? Are they able to follow through when you ask them to be home at a certain time? Or if they ask to do something after school, are they able to follow the guidelines that you give them?
Totally.
If they are, then you can allow them to maybe take that a step further in the future, whether that's hanging out at the mall with friends on the weekend. Did they do it and handle it in a responsible way? Okay, if they did, how can you continue to grow on that freedom?
And I think also those are the moments where you want to praise your child. Like,
yes, positive, you know, reinforcement.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure about mm-hmm. this boundary, mm-hmm. But you proved to me
yep.
that you consistently will meet the expectation that I set.
Yes.
And as if you continue to do that, we can continue to grow this space.
And if you weren't able to meet that, we're going to pull back.
Right.
Not because you're in trouble necessarily, but because you've proven to me you aren't quite ready.
Exactly.
And that's good information too.
So it can be earned back.
Yep. All right. So as we said, peers over everything. Other voices are getting louder, but Tammy and I believe that your voice as a parent is still important to them.
Totally.
Even if they can't say it out loud to you, they want your voice in their life. So talk to us about the power of connection, why it matters, how they can foster that.
Super important to connect with your child on things that have nothing to do with anything other than just them.
Mm-hmm.
Not homework, not how many points did you score in basketball? Like, how was your pitching lesson? Just how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some fun song that you guys listen to, something that you share together that has nothing to do with their achievement in any way. Maybe it's a board game you play together. Maybe you love hiking together. Mm-hmm. Make time for that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you even like to walk to get a snack together.
Yeah.
And in that space, you are connecting and you're just asking questions, not with an agenda, mm-hmm. other than I want to get to know and understand my student, my child.
I love that. I love that. We spend so much time asking children to do things. And when we pause that for a moment and just connect with them, that takes it you farther than anything ever could.
Totally. And then we want to have some grace and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Those peers' voices are important and they're going to let them down because they're humans. We all let each other down from time to time. So when that happens, you know, be the comforter that you're supposed to be. Yeah. Do it, you know. But also you can, after you listen to that, because you are a loud voice and they hope that you understand, they're going to throw a lot at you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got to decipher through all these words.
Yeah.
And I'd encourage you to, in those emotional moments, to come back later when it's not such an emotional moment.
I like that.
You know, to try to connect.
Mm-hmm.
If they do push away, because it will happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, less hugs at the carpool line.
Yep.
Less like, I love you, mom. I love you, dad. Mm-hmm. It happens, especially when those peers come around. Yeah. Do your best to put other trustworthy voice around them. Yeah. We believe that we are a trustworthy space.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, as we continue to partner and build our trust for each other, you can encourage your student to go to teachers, advisors, coaches on campus, our spiritual life director, myself, Mrs. A. When they can't hear from you, maybe there's someone else in their village they can hear from.
Absolutely. We're so honored to be in that role. Lastly, speaking about trust, as parents, we want you to trust us here at Oaks Christian. So, Tammy, what would it look like for parents to partner with you around behavior?
I think just like we ask you to be like listeners or fixers, we will play that same role. When I get phone calls from parents, first and foremost, I want to listen to you. I want to hear what you're saying. I want to encourage you because usually you have some emotion because you're calling me because your prized possession is expressing some type of hurt or discontent or something that is not going right. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that you're seeking out my counsel. But because we are partners, mm-hmm. when I give advice and when we give advice at Oaks Christian, I hope that you believe that we have your students' best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our advice is going to be to encourage your student to come to us, or maybe not come to us, encourage your student to confront a situation head on mm-hmm. with their peer, mm-hmm. Because that might be the best solution. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're calling just to talk to us, and that's a safe, mm-hmm. That's safe. It's good. Mm-hmm. But as we continue to spend time together, I'm hoping that we will continue to build a relationship where you will see that, we're partnering. We're not against you. Yeah. We definitely want what's best.
We are for you.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing about behavioral norms with us. We hope that is helpful for you guys, gives you a starting place for the year as you walk through some of the ups and downs that middle school brings. You can use that as kind of a launching pad for clarity.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tammy, please share with us the verse of the week. Your students heard this week in verse 5, and we want to encourage you with it now.
Actually, they heard this verse today. So
today.
It'll be Proverbs 10, 1 through 4. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Ill-gotten treasures have no lasting value, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth.
All right, call to action. Tammy shared some wonderful tips and tricks with us today. So I would just encourage you to implement one of those new strategies in your home, whether that's around setting boundaries, offering independence, prioritizing connection. Hopefully there's something new you can try, a win that you can have with your child this week.
All right, until next time, we're in the middle with you.